We can never underestimate the willingness of the state to act out its own massive fantasies. What about the individual? In preparing a script for their play Guantanamo, Victoria Britton and Julian Slovo collected what they call spoken evidence. Among the people who spoke to them was a British woman whose brother was arrested, possibly in Pakistan, where he was studying the Quran. She isn't sure. And then handed over to American authorities and sent to Guantanamo. Is he guilty of a serious crime? Or a passport violation? Or something else? Or nothing at all? The power of the state is deep enough not only to shape our waking lives, but to reach into our dreams. Often we find ourselves helpless in dreams, but sometimes dreams are a form of wishful fiction, a response to helplessness, to the condition of not knowing. Here is the spoken evidence of Jeanette Belmar. We might title these remarks, Dreaming of Richard. Everyone in the family has dreams about Richard being released. It's always something positive. It's never something bad in a dream. You just wake up and you just realize it's a dream and Richard's not here. But the next day I'll say to my parents, I had this dream about Richard, and my parents, they believe in dreams. But I'm like, a dream's a dream. It means nothing. But the dream I've had of Richard, three dreams, and the last one where I was in this dream, and Richard wasn't in this dream, and I don't know where I am, and the sun is really shining on my face, and I'm complaining that the sun is burning my face. It's too hot. It's too hot. But there's nobody in the dream. It's just me. And the sun is just shining on my face, and I'm saying, it's too hot. It's too hot. But in the back of my mind, in the dream, I know my brother's home. So I complain it's hot, but I've got this smile on my face as well. I know my brother's home. And one day, my brother, I remember being at Heathrow Airport, and Richard was there on his own, in the dream. And when I went over to him, and he was like, I'm tired. I want to go home. And he sort of shoves me, not in an aggressive way, but he's like, I want to go home. I want to go to sleep. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. When I have the dreams, it's always warm. So I said to my mom last week, the dream I'm having about Richard, it's always warm. It's hot. And then I think, maybe if they release him, it will be in the summer. That's what I think. I'm Don DeLillo. Thanks.